Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Hello, I'm Steve Strang, and welcome to this edition of the Strang Report. Today, my guest is the pastor of Calvary Assembly. And many of you may remember the name Calvary Assembly because it's where Charisma Magazine started 41 years ago. And a lot has happened since then. And we're going to talk about it, especially some very exciting things that are taking place with Calvary. So stay tuned after this word from our sponsor.
Hi, everyone. This is Steve Green on the Charisma Podcast Network, and I want to speak to you on behalf of Evangel Christian Churches. And if you've ever had a desire to be trained, equipped, and credentialed as a chaplain, you may really want to listen to this message. It's probably now would be a great time to fulfill the call of God on your life. We're still early in the year. You can accomplish so much still in this year of 2016. Becoming a licensed minister will enable you to reach out to jail ministries, hospitals, nursing homes. Maybe you want to do street evangelism or teaching, traveling, going to across the world to minister. Women's Aglow would be good. Maybe even at anti-abortion facilities, counseling, traveling, whatever it is that you've got in your heart. There's no better place to be trained and equipped than Destiny School of Ministry Chaplaincy Training Institute. Let me say that again, the Destiny School of Ministry Chaplaincy Training Institute. They're going to offer you the opportunity to be trained and credentialed as a chaplain. It's always good to have official credentials. They have correspondence classes and extremely affordable tuition. They're licensed throughout the state of Michigan and fully accredited. You can call them now. They actually prefer you to call them. Their number is 586-773-6568. And one more time, 586-773-6568. The good thing about a podcast is you can back this up, listen to the phone number again. Their website is evangelchristianchurches.com. Check them out there or just call that number. One more time, 586-773-6568 for the Chaplaincy Training Program. Get credentialed today. God bless you.
Welcome back, and welcome to you, Pastor Ed Garvin. Thank you for taking time to come up here and talk to me about what's happening at Calvary Assembly.
Well, it's an honor to join you today.
Well, you've been there about 2 years, and the church has been revitalized under your leadership. Tell me what you found and what's happened.
Well, Calvary has been an adventure. I joined the team in January of 2014. And Calvary is a church that has had just a rich and storied history, some incredible highs, some pretty epic lows, and a challenging story along the way. My arrival in January 2014 found Calvary at its lowest point, less than 500 people in a sanctuary that seats over 5,000, a church that fortunately had no debt, but was just to the point of being financially insolvent. In fact, when I arrived in January of 2014, we were on track to run out of money in May of 2014. Which is kind of daunting when you think that our electric bill alone is about $27,000 a month.
That's just incredible. So what was the first thing you did?
Well, I'm fortunate that I've been down this journey before, the journey of helping churches navigate church revitalization. And here's what I have found, that the church is a very powerful thing. And if you will simply address the issues of toxicity, you will find this, that the church comes back to health very quickly. And so we quickly looked at what areas that we saw that were creating an unhealthy environment or a toxic environment and dealt with some leadership changes and moved people, not bad people, but people that were just in the wrong place, functioning outside of their skill set, functioning outside of their passion area, and then just began to free up some of that energy to move it more towards issues of ministry and issues of church health. And we watched God wonderfully just bring the church back to life.
And so I'm curious, as I'm talking to you today, I'm also interviewing you. Later today, I'll write my newsletter about this and thought it'd be kind of interesting to just do my interview. So my listeners are listening to me interview you for my newsletter, which they can find at strangreport.com. So when you talk about toxicity, a lot of things come to mind. Can you give me an example, you know, of course, without naming names or anything, of what you found at Calvary that was toxic?
Absolutely. So in Calvary's history, they've had some leadership challenges and they've had some tough departures. And as a result of that and not dealing with that well, the church just had a lot of emotional and a lot of spiritual baggage. And really, it goes all the way back to the moral failure of one of their preeminent pastors, Roy Hartherne. And the church never really grieved his departure. They never really grieved his failure. And to some degrees, never fully forgave him and never fully forgave leadership. And so one of the fundamental issues that they dealt with was an issue of lack of trust. Because a beloved leader had committed this moral indiscretion, right? This moral failure. And because they never properly addressed it, they couldn't move on to accept future leadership or to trust future leadership. So you had a high control environment. The church was really staff-led and board-led rather than leadership-led. And it wasn't because the lay leadership wanted to lead the church. It was because they didn't know how to trust the leadership that God had given them.
Well, you know, I can relate to this because I lived through that. In fact, I was just reminiscing that it was 43 years ago this month that my wife and I started going to Calvary in June of 1973, and we saw Calvary mushroom to become one of the largest churches in the country. I can remember all kinds of kind of famous people coming to visit to see what was going on, and I saw how it did develop with the board. In fact, you know, this is a little bit off track, but if the truth be known, the board setup was set up to keep Harther insecure, and it created just a very odd situation, which you're still dealing with all these years later.
Yeah. And here's what we'll find. We'll find this, that a church is a family, right? And anytime you have dysfunction in a family, you'll develop systems to kind of deal with that dysfunction, sometimes even to protect that dysfunction. And so if you looked at Calvary's governance structure, for example, and if you looked at its standards and practices, it all spoke to a high control, low trust environment. And every relationship that you have, every relationship, the relationship you have with your spouse, with your children, the relationship that you have in an employment environment, the relationships that you have in church, every relationship, your relationship with God, it's totally based on trust. The greater trust there is in a relationship, the stronger the relationship is. So in an environment where the church struggles, even though they can't quantify it, where they struggle to trust the pastor, there's always going to be difficulty.
Well, back in that era, it was the leadership of Calvary that allowed a young newspaper reporter, me, to start a magazine, Charisma, and I will forever be grateful for the start they gave us. But I lived in that environment, and I figured out that these people didn't care about me, didn't care about Charisma, and when that became obvious, there was no point but to figure out a way to separate as friends, which we did. And 35 years ago this week, we separated from Calvary, and it was about, 5 or 6 months before the failure that you mentioned became public. So Charisma was never really hurt by that. Joy and I were hurt by that. And we've been involved with Calvary in different ways since then. So on a personal basis, I have been very interesting to see how you've come in and turned around a church that's really worth saving, because there are some big churches that no longer exist. I mean, if we had time, we could even mention some of them. I've written about some of them. Yeah. They're big churches, including a couple in this town that no longer exists. Benny Hinn's church, for example, Clint Brown's, for example. The church just went away. At least Calvary has hung in there, and apparently you've turned some kind of corner. So tell us about it.
Sure. Well, we've seen a number of things, and people always focus on numeric growth. And we've seen some wonderful numeric growth, but that really is not the thing that we're most excited about. The thing that we're most excited about is if you come to Calvary on a Sunday morning, here's what you're going to find. You're going to find there's an anticipation of the things of the Spirit. People expect to have a powerful encounter with God. They come in anticipating just enriching ministry. There's a life in the sanctuary. When I arrived there in January of 2014, people would come, they would be there for the service, and they would immediately leave. Now, when I go from the worship center into the lobby, I hear the laughter. I sense the community. I watch people engaging with one another. I watch them ministering to one another. And the body life, there is such a wonderful resurgency there. And then the other side of it is this, is the church has become incredibly diverse. And so Calvary on a Sunday, it's what heaven is going to look like. We have such great ethnic diversity. We have such great age diversity. And so the church really, for me as a pastor, it's the picture of what I would want the church to be.
You know, you told me earlier that you've got some great plans to grow and remodel. And I know a couple of years ago, there was a rumor going around that Calvary was going to sell. And I even called your predecessor and asked him about it. I wasn't going to just assign someone, and found out it wasn't true at all. And I remember that we did a story about it, which I guess laid that rumor to rest. So what's happened now that you're going to be remodeling and revitalizing your facility there?
Sure. Well, let me first say this, that the rumor that you put to rest, I brought new energy to that rumor with my arrival. And here's the reason why. One of the things that I recognized was this, is that there's a wonderful history at Calvary. For a lot of people, there's a lot of pain at Calvary. And for a lot of people, when they look at Calvary, the history is not so good. And again, we don't focus on that. I love what it says in Isaiah 43. It says, forget the things of the past. And Paul says this in Philippians 3. He says, this one thing I do, forgetting what is behind. And so while we don't focus on that, we recognize there's just a whole lot of baggage with that place. We have a 5,500-seat sanctuary. And people just don't build 5,500-seat sanctuaries anymore. And one of the big reasons that they don't is because they learn from churches like Calvary. They learn from churches like Carpenter's Home that these big mega structures, that it oftentimes it's not the right thing to do stewardship-wise, right? So mega churches in America today are building on average a 1,600-seat sanctuary. So one of the first things that I did is I addressed the congregation and I said, we have to take all of the resources that we have and we have to present them open palm to God and say, God, whatever you want to take from our hands, it all belongs to you. Whatever you want to put into our hands, we're willing to receive it. And God, whatever you want our hands to touch, they're there for your use. And I said, friends, that has to include this big glass building. And so we began to look at both a relocation and a renovation strategy. And Calvary sits in a prominent location, not just a prominent, but a premier location in Orlando. Such a premier location that we found ourselves with an incredibly attractive offer. In fact, we had an offer of $49 million, a cash offer of $49 million to buy our campus. And again, keep in mind, we're debt-free. And so we had building plans to build about 135,000 square foot facility, 1,600 seats, and all the ancillary space that you need in another very prominent location in the Orlando area, an area that any church would want to be in. And we could walk away from all that baggage and all that history of Calvary, still be debt-free, have a brand new state-of-the-art facility, and be sitting with about $12 million in the bank. In the natural, it seems like a great plan. But in the supernatural, here's what happens. God says no. And he spoke to me and he said, Ed, I've had you walk this journey to where you can understand that you're here at 1199 Clay Street, not because you're stuck, but because this is where I want you. This is where I choose to have you. And my response to God was this. I said, God, that's fine. I'll stay here and I'll stay here in this big barn as long as you fill it. And so what we're seeing is we're seeing God start to fill that big barn. Now, we're going to do some major renovation to that big barn and work to reduce our capacity and try to make that very large room a bit more intimate as you can get with 3,500 seats. But we're excited about what doors God's opening for us and how, after about a two-year renovation project, what that facility is going to look like.
You know, for those who don't live in Orlando, they wouldn't understand how premier that location is. But if you take a map of Greater Orlando and put your finger exactly in the middle, it's almost on Calvary Assembly.
Yeah.
It's about 2 miles north of downtown, but the metro area has sort of grown more on the north side. When you come up our main street in Orlando, which is Interstate 4, you're going down the highway. It looks like you're going to run into Calvary Assembly, and then the highway turns. I mean, there is no better location in Orlando, visibility-wise, in my opinion, than what you have there at Calvary.
Right. And if we're going to have an impact on the unchurched people in the greater Orlando area, it makes sense to have a home base that is right in the center of that population base. And we are. We are right in the middle of that population base. And we are one of the major exits on I-4. You come off that exit, and at the end of the exit, you're looking at the Calvary sign. And so it is a strategic location. We're convinced that it's a strategic location, and we're convinced that God has us there for a purpose. And he's going to use those resources that are there for his glory.
When are these renovations going to start, and when do you think they'll be completed?
We've actually done an extensive amount of work already. And so somebody who hasn't been on the campus in the last year, the exterior of the campus would look substantially different. We are now working on the beginnings of internal renovation. What you know as Johnson Hall, that lobby area is in the process of being renovated right now. The major work on the sanctuary and then expanding our lobby. Our lobby is going to go from 6,000 feet to just under 16,000 square feet. That will begin in earnest in the fall.
That's great. Well, all of this is very interesting. I'm going to have a very interesting newsletter to write. So thank you for this interview. And I want to have another podcast with you to find out some other things to glean from your wisdom. So thank you, Pastor Ed Garvin of Calvary Assembly in Orlando, Florida, for being with me today as a guest on the Strang Report.
Hi, everyone. This is Steve Green on the Charisma Podcast Network. And if you've ever had a desire to be trained, equipped, and credentialed as a chaplain, there's no better place to be trained and equipped than Destiny School of Ministry Chaplaincy Training Institute. Their number is 586-773-6568. Get credentialed today. God bless you. Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com. charismapodcast.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.